Last week, the Chinese oil company known as CNOOC made a bid to buy the American company Unocal. In many ways, it was a natural step for one of China's most ambitious, Western-looking companies. It was also a coming-out party of sorts for the Chinese economy, a sign that at least some Chinese businesses are seeking to compete at the highest levels of the global marketplace. NPR's Adam Davidson reports on how CNOOC prepared for its audacious bid.
The China National Offshore Oil Corporation has been carefully planning its Unocal bid for months. When the proposed deal was finally announced last week, CNOOC had already lined up something of a dream team of advisors. It has two of the leading U.S. investment banks, two big law firms, two big PR firms. David Goldwyn, a former Assistant Secretary of Energy, says CNOOC's bid is as savvy as any he's seen.
I'm impressed by the CNOOC initiative. They've got a very sophisticated understanding both of U.S. law and I would also say the U.S. media.
Goldwyn, who now runs Goldwyn International Strategies, says part of the reason the CNOOC bid is surprising is the company is still 70% owned by the Chinese government, which doesn't have a lot of experience doing deals like this. In Washington, more than 40 lawmakers have signed a letter asking President Bush to stop CNOOC's bid. The congresspeople say it's a national security threat for a Chinese company to own U.S. oil assets. CNOOC's team was ready. They anticipated these criticisms and prepared an aggressive response. CNOOC's chairman immediately sent letters to every member of Congress and to the media. He argued that a Unocal purchase was not a threat to the U.S. at all. Most of Unocal's assets are in Asia, not America. And CNOOC will sell whatever Unocal holdings are here. Unocal's U.S. employees don't have to worry either. CNOOC will not fire any of them, he wrote. Goldwyn says this level of sophistication is a breakthrough for the Chinese company.
It's a big change from where CNOOC started a couple of years ago when they had a stock flotation that was not very well prepared that they had to withdraw. Clearly in that time they have learned a great deal about how to approach the U.S. markets and how to anticipate congressional and political concerns. So they've learned a lot in a short time, and they clearly are getting some good advice.
CNOOC also developed a strategy to win over the powerful but little-known Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. This cross-departmental group has the power to stop any deal contrary to U.S. national security interests. It would have been easy for CNOOC to overlook the committee. Instead, the company hired the law firm Akin Gump to prepare for the committee's process. The company also retained a prominent D.C. PR firm to craft a strategy to win over the media and members of Congress. Ed Paisley, managing editor of The Deal magazine, explains that as China seeks to become a major world economic power, it simply must learn how to maneuver in U.S. financial markets, because the country doesn't have the ability to handle such complex deals by itself.
China's still a developing country, and it's certainly a developing financial market. Most of the companies listed on the stock exchange are still state-owned. The banking system's an absolute wreck.
Many Chinese companies are eager to take advantage of the far better developed business environment in the U.S. The Chinese appliance maker Haier recently made a bid for the U.S. company Maytag. And China's Lenovo recently acquired IBM's personal computer business. But the CNOOC-Unocal merger, if successful, will be worth 10 times either of those deals. David Goldwyn.
China is now taking a major step forward in buying into the market system and to basically shut them down at this early stage over an asset which I think would not in any significant way impair the national security of the United States, might defeat our greater objectives to integrate China into the market economy.
There are, of course, a lot of people in and out of government who see things differently. They're afraid that China will be more of a threat than an opportunity for the U.S. economy. American decision makers haven't decided whether to embrace China or attempt to contain it. With the bid for Unocal, CNOOC's management is forcing the issue. Whether they win or lose, CNOOC's team has already shown they can speak capitalism as well as anyone on Wall Street. Adam Davidson, NPR News.